Thanks for joining us for episode 225, and we speak with Matilda from the Charlotte Comic Con coming August 18th and 19th. It's their first two-day show. Very exciting. Listen to the episode to learn more and enjoy.
Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Holy moly, episode 225.
Are you sure?
Yes, I checked.
You did.
As far as my records, if they're up to date.
No, Tuesday was 223. Tomorrow's 224. So this is absolutely 225. I was just giving you baloney.
Good. Kay. Very good.
Yeah.
And we're joined by Matilda.
Yay!
Matilda.
And you're from Charlotte Comic Con.
Yeah.
Our favorite one day, but now 2 day
now
event.
Now 2 day.
This
we're
summer.
So excited about that.
That's so awesome.
So awesome.
But before we get into all these pressing details and just grill you, Miss Joey, has some questions.
Yes.
That
so
are
we used to do rapid fire response rounds, but this time we're just going to ask you an easy question.
Oh boy.
What is the wingspan? No, I'm kidding. No, what five things would you put in your bug out bag for the zombie apocalypse?
Oh, you would have to go there.
Well, or any kind of apocalypse that you prefer. Or not prefer.
In the actual bag? Mm-hmm. First and foremost, I'm probably going to say the key to my storage where I've got supplies hidden at work because I work in healthcare.
Good. Yeah. But now they'll all know.
But now they'll all know, but they don't know where the store is.
Yes, it's true.
Probably going to say some kind of water filter.
That's two. Yeah, that's a good one.
Get me some kind of machete or spade or something just in case. Hopefully they're the slow zombies and I can just walk faster than they are anyway. Some granola bars and beef jerky, something to eat on. And, oh my gosh, you're getting me on this one.
Something to entertain you, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say probably one of my good books, Pride and Prejudice or something like that. Yeah.
All right.
Or Matches.
Or maybe Matches, you know. Too, yeah.
Pride and Prejudice, I would choose that over Matches also.
Oh, gosh.
Just be like the farmers, go to sleep when there's no light left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. We're in the South. Who needs
that's the way life's
warm.
Supposed to work.
Zombies want to eat you at night. That's right.
Is that true?
No, I made that up.
Oh, I kind of figured that.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
Good selections, though, Matilda. Good selections.
Good job. Yeah. So Charlotte Comic Con is coming up in August. It's three times a year, but the next one's August.
Next one's in August, the summer show.
18th yes. and
19th. 18th right? and 19th, yeah. That's right.
So this, normally, Charlotte Comic Con in the past has been on Sundays.
Yes.
But now you guys are doing two nights plus a pre-event, right?
I think the night event is actually on Saturday night.
That's right.
And it's a event, Karaoke for a Cause. Carrie Marks, our fearless leader, has organized this in memory of one of the members of our cosplay family who unfortunately passed away a few months ago, Kevin Hunt. And we are going to be raising money for the school that he used to teach at, their art program, because they need desperate for art supplies.
And and also, they're doing a costume contest, and we're judges for that.
Surprise!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They asked me, and I said only if Matt can come and tell me who the people are. Because there's so many fandoms.
There are.
He's much more comic literate than I am.
If it's anime, I'm, I have to ask other people, too. But, yes, happy to do that. Happy to do that. No, it's a good cause. And, no, I think it's cool because the official Charlotte Comic-Con costume contest is Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Right? Yep. So I think this is good. That way you've got
we've got a couple different events, a couple ways you can win things. Saturday night is a little more relaxed, though, I do believe. It's kind of more lighthearted and fun.
Good.
So,
well, and you love karaoke, so I think.
I do. Yeah. I do love karaoke. I spontaneously do it whether there's music or not, much to the chagrin of John Hartness. We were just at a convention, and every time somebody left the room party, we karaoke'd them out. And he said, please, for the love of God, stop. And my answer was Edelweiss.
Edelweiss.
Yeah. So you actually work alongside with Carrie on the cosplay track.
Correct. I am the kids' cosplay judge for Sunday. Which means I get to see the kids who are ages 12 and under. Mm. And we get to talk about really cool stuff like what my third favorite dinosaur is and what flavor of ice cream is the best and things like that. So.
Whoa.
What is your third favorite dinosaur?
My third favorite dinosaur?
I was combining the ice cream and the dinosaur question.
Well, I think I said it too, to be honest.
Tastes like chicken, yeah.
My third favorite dinosaur is probably a Triceratops.
Ooh. And what's your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream? Strawberry shortcake.
Ooh. Do you ever cosplay as strawberry shortcake?
It is in the works. I have a friend of mine who we have wanting to do a strawberry shortcake group. She's actually going to be strawberry shortcake. I'm going to be blueberry muffin.
Oh.
My sister used to play with those. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
I did, too. I was, like, obsessed.
They were so fragrant. Shortcake. It was like, wow.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, don't let them sit in the window. The smell would just be overwhelming.
It will kill you, yeah.
That, and I used to have a Cher doll that you could stick it in the window and it would tan. And it's like you had to remember not to sit it too long on one side because then you, yeah, it was bad.
Oh my goodness.
It was like real tanning.
Yeah, well, the thing that was creepy about the Cher doll is, so one of the things that Cher was very popular for was the fact that she'd wear tons of wigs and stuff like that. But they actually had it so her scalp would rotate, so the back side would be black and the front side would be blonde, and then you could rotate it around. Hmm. But it was like scalpel surgery every time you did that, so it was a little bizarre.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But, yeah.
That sounds creepy as hell.
Yeah.
It kind of was, and then you put the tanning in there, too, and it was just a whole new world.
It's basically tan mom.
That'd be a great cosplay as well.
Where the scalp's been spun around.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So what are some of the ones we were talking a little bit prior because, you know, we were here and other people were not mentioning any name. But you actually do some G.I. Joe cosplay?
I do. I'm a member of an international organization known as The Finest. We're a G.I. Joe costuming club and we raise money for veterans organizations.
Oh.
This year alone, I think we're over $14,000 for Canines for Warriors so far.
Wow.
Which is really, really cool. And it's through our program called Girls of the Finest, which is a calendar shoot with all the girls from the Finest. And I'm in it this year. So that was kind of cool.
So who were you?
I was Lowlight this year. I did a female version of Lowlight.
Ooh, so femplay.
Yeah, kind of. But my main girl is Covergirl.
Oh.
So I've got a lot of pictures with tanks and things like that. And it's just a lot of fun.
Mm. So what other cosplays do you do?
My main three go-to here lately have been Supergirl, Polaris from X-Men, and Covergirl from G.I. Joe. Let's see here. I have done, at Charlotte Comic-Con, I've been things like Beaker from The Muppets. I was Beaker. I've done Poison Ivy. You know, I have no rhyme or reason, really. I mean, last year at Dragon Con, I was running around with those sticker shoes that go on the bottom of your feet with bare feet, and I was L from Death Note. So it's just whatever tickles my fancy ends up in the closet kind of thing.
That's awesome.
So how did you first get involved with Charlotte Comic Con?
With Charlotte Comic Con, we were actually attendees. We've been going to Charlotte Comic Con since they were in the hotel in Uptown Charlotte, that little bitty ballroom
the
where
Blake.
It was just where it was just a whole bunch of vendors kind of crammed into one room.
Yes, that's how I met Al Bigley, because he was literally 4 feet in front of my face for a whole day. And I was like, hi. And he was like, hi. And every once in a while, there'd be space between us and we'd be like, hi again.
Hi again. Yeah. So we just kept going as attendees. And 1 year for Charlotte MiniCon, which is put on by Heroes Aren't Hard to Find, we dressed the boys up as Tiny Carl and Daryl from The Walking Dead.
Oh, my God. Nice.
And it kind of blew up from there. And everybody's like, oh, you need to make up a Facebook page. And it just kept going. And then they a few years later, we did Arrow and Arsenal, which kind of turned into the CW picking them up and them doing things with them. And then Carrie approached me and she's like, hey, so since you're kind of the kids queen of you're the queen of kids cosplay here in Charlotte, I need a kids cosplay judge. Can you come and do that? And it was kind of a moment where, you know, all this time, all these years, people have been seeing my kids, and all of a sudden somebody sees me.
Aww.
And so I kind of, of course, you're going to do it. So
Carrie's kind of good about that.
Carrie is very good about that.
She sees beyond the people in front of you and sees the person behind doing all the work. So, yeah, she's good. So then you became the judge. And how long have you been doing that?
I think this past show that we had in April was my third year. So my 12th show. So this is coming up one will be my 13th show.
Wow. And again, Charlotte Comic Con is something that happens 3 times a year. And it's very special because it's a great mixture of the cosplay, plus some amazing artists that come and hang out, plus some very cool vendors, plus this really cool fan group called the Charlotte Geeks.
Who's that? I'm kidding. I know who you are.
You know all about us. We always hand out the free posters. So... but it's just a great day to come and hang out, and it's only $5 a day.
Exactly.
And even with the weekend, you're still doing $5 a day.
Exactly. You're not going to find a better deal than that.
No.
No, and kids under
12 are free.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a very family-friendly event to do.
Yes, and they do try to keep it family-friendly.
They do.
Although every once in a while, you have to kind of look ahead down the aisle, but most of them are pretty good about keeping it family friendly.
Oh yeah.
Once in a while, I think some of the comic book artists forget to change their shirts before they walk in, but you know, they're boys.
Yeah.
That's what
they don't think about it.
They don't change.
Men.
Men. So
I'll be cosplaying for the first time ever. So I'm pretty excited.
Are you going to tell me what it is?
No. I can tell you off thing.
You're going to cosplay at Charlotte Comic Con for the first time.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Or anywhere, actually.
No, well, the Geek Gala, you were Bath Matt.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
He was. And he was the Matt Man, and then of course Al came, so it was Batman versus Matt Man. I loved that costume.
That was fun. Yeah.
And you were
first
so
time at Charlotte Comic Con though,
You were so great.
Yeah. First time at Charlotte Comic Con then, yes.
Okay.
But I'm excited.
Okay. So there's some other cool people that are going to be there. So we're going to be talking next episode. That would be episode 226 for those of you paying attention about Cloak and Dagger. But if you're really into Marvel and Cloak and Dagger, then you should definitely come and check it out, because the original artist for Cloak and Dagger, who I'm quickly...
The first miniseries, Rick Leonardi.
Rick Leonardi, yep.
Yep, he was. He is going to be at the August show.
Yep, which is really exciting.
And then also...
He illustrated one of my favorite series, Spider-Man 2099. Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
And awesome. He's actually doing a panel with one of the artists from the very, very early days of Marvel, Vic Carabata.
Oh, from the Atlas days, yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-Marvel. Right,
and that's both happening on the Saturday of the weekend. So make sure that if you want to come for both days.
Yes.
But definitely come for Saturday as well. And then the Saturday festivities that evening. And then you also work with another con as well, don't you?
I work with several of them, actually. But if we're talking about in like a professional style, like I'm on staff with the con, I work for Conapalooza. I'm the programming director for this year.
Oh.
And it's a new gig, so I'm still kind of growing pains and things like that, but we're getting there. It's in October in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Okay.
So not too far.
Not too far.
Maybe like 4 hours from here.
Yeah. I think I drove up there the other weekend and it was about 3.5.
3.5. So, well, if Carol goes with me, it'll only be 3. But
for sure.
Carol's not with us today. She's out with family, and we wish her well. It's her brother's birthday today. So, although this will be next Tuesday when it won't be her brother's birthday, but we won't mention that. But yeah, so Conapalooza. So there's some great cons, and it's funny. Once you get in the con circuit, you kind of get in the con circuit.
You really get the con circuit usually. Yeah,
because you work with the G.I. You've been at the G.I. Joe as a guest.
Joe Fest in Augusta.
Yeah, so. And then, of course, but Charlotte Comic Con being your home con.
Charlotte Comic Con is my home con. It's one of my favorite ones. I look forward to it. You know, every time it comes around, I get to see my sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really, and I have to say hats off to Carrie and Rick and Dave for all that they do, because I'm on a lot of con Facebook groups where people talk about cons, and sometimes Comic Cons can get a little bit of a rough rap. Rick and Dave really take care of everybody.
They do.
And I think it just shows, and I'm so excited that they've opened this up to 2 days, because it's my favorite con locally to do, because I can go and have a great time, see a lot of great people, and interact with the fans and have a lot of fun. So,
mm-hmm. It's my favorite as well. I'm excited. That's going to 2 days. And I love all the comic books and the great artists and writers you guys have. It's amazing.
Are you personally a big comic book fan?
I am, if I could ever get caught back up on my reading list. I've had so many projects and things going on that I've let it get way far behind. So I'm really out of the loop right now.
What are your, let's say, top three?
My favorite one here lately has been I Hate Fairyland, Scotty Young. G.I. Joe, obviously, is one that I like to get into. Squirrel Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. I actually would pick it up for Joey, and I would end up reading it and laughing and being, this is great. And
yeah. But like I said, I'm so far behind. It's not even funny. So don't quiz me on anything. Oh, no.
Well, I mean, the only good thing about I Hate Fairyland is he's ended it.
Yeah.
So you can actually eventually catch up with it.
Yeah.
Before he moves on to his next project.
So. The one with that, I love Scotty Young. He's one of my favorite artists right now. And 2 years ago when he was at Heroes Con, I dressed as Gert, the samurai Gert from one of his covers. Yeah. And he actually came and pulled me out of line to take pictures and things like that. So that was really a surreal moment, and it's kind of solidified that that's my favorite, and it probably will remain that way.
I'm really proud of him, because he started at one of the first things I knew him was for doing a couple covers for Digital Webbing Presents, mm-hmm. which I did a story in the very first issue of that, and first three actually, but it was just cool to see him kind of go up, and then he started doing those covers, and then
everybody's a little kid covers. Yeah, those are my favorite.
Oh my gosh, just so awesome. But it's good when like good people, you see them succeed. It's like, this is great. So
we get very excited.
Oh yeah. Yes.
So once again, Charlotte Comic Con is August 18th and 19th. Ooh. To find out more information, you can go to charlottecomiccon.com.
Yes.
But probably your best place to go is going to be Facebook. That seems to be as active as any.
If you have like a specific question, that might be good. But you know, they do a very good job of anticipating pretty much any question that you could have about the con, and it will be on charlottecomiccon.com.
Yeah, so definitely go and check that out. Please come by and see us. Please go. If you have small children and you want to enter them into the cosplay, go seek out Matilda. She'll be there along with Carrie.
Always at the end of the table near the door.
And it's at the Concord
Embassy Suites.
I don't think we mentioned that, but we say it's Charlotte Comic Con, but it's just over the line. So if you know where the Concord Mills Mall is, it's just less than a mile from there. So,
and there's actually a discount code on charlottecomiccon.com where you, if you want to get a hotel room and spend the weekend there as like a little mini getaway, you can get a discounted room there.
I heard they have bacon at their buffet.
Amazing
bacon. They have awesome bacon at the buffet.
Bacon. I love the new Hardee's commercial. Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
If you see a sandwich that's great but needs a little more, you put bacon on it. If you see a sandwich that's fine just the way it is, you put bacon on it. That's kind of the way, like, you know, if you're having a good day, you know, if you're having a rough day, start the morning off with a little bacon. If you're having a good day, still start the morning off with a little bit of bacon. If you're going to come to Charlotte Comic Con, stay overnight. Have bacon.
Bacon and hot syrup.
Hot syrup. Yes. Yeah, so they have a great buffet over there. They also have some good concessions that you can hang out. Nice wide halls, great conditioning, good parking. And usually outside, they'll have like the Ghostbusters vehicle and they'll have some of the Star Wars replicated vehicles and stuff like that. So definitely worth coming out for.
Mm-hmm.
If you can only make one day, come for one day. But if you can come for both, I think you'll really enjoy it. Matilda, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Please tell Carrie we said hello.
I will do so.
And make sure you come and check it out. All right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.